Let us spend a few moments to reflect on the following teachings of the Buddha. Arogya parama labha santutti paramang dhanang. Health is the highest gain. Contentment is the greatest wealth. These are truths which become more apparent as we grow older and wiser. We all cherish good health and prosperity, among other things. But what do we do when we are healthy and prosperous? We simply enjoy ourselves, and little do we realize that these enjoyments do not last very long. Our physical well-being must lead to a true sense of wellness in mind and body. For this, we need to cultivate our minds. When our bodies are still healthy, we must make use of every opportunity to tame and train our minds, so that when the physical condition eventually deteriorates, when we become old and sickly, our minds are strong and firm. We will be able to endure pain and accept the challenges of old age. Our body is only a vehicle for the mind to grow in wisdom and purity. In the same manner, our material wealth should lead to spiritual wealth. To grow in spiritual wealth is to grow in wisdom, in purity and blissful contentment. To grow in virtues such as reverence, humility and gratitude, and in true love and compassion for the world. For this, we need to convert our wealth into spiritual currency, a currency which will not devalue over time, a currency which ensures a good life hereafter, a life where we have the opportunity to receive the Dharma or the teachings on how to develop and maintain peace and happiness and realize the ultimate bliss of Nibbana, transcending the cycle of birth and death. Whilst health and material wealth brings us happiness and joy in this world, it is our mental health and spiritual wealth that will eventually lead us to realize the highest bliss. May all attain to the ultimate bliss of Nibbana one day.